be a part of your Thursday night, wherever you may be, as last night, night for the M's, only one run, three hits on the night for the M's offensively, and that one run, 13th to play two games of the championship series. Then the three games will be on Friday, Saturday, but nonetheless, the opportunity for the Emeralds to go back-to-back years with a championship. Let's go ahead and recap. Then Jomer Hernandez coming up with the RBI sencillo to allow Michael Ciccone to come in to score Canadians. Then the two-run bomba off of the bat of P.K. Morris would, and the score would stay like that for two more innings in the bottom of the eighth inning, where Robert Emery came in on the leadoff walk. Then Damon Dews with one out came up to come in and collect the last three outs. For make sure to purchase tickets on that website so you guys can purchase your playoff tickets or call the box office or purchase them at...
It's easy. Just by being a member, you're helping to support things like grants for local teachers,
popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops. Enjoy outdoor experience for the family like fishing, crabbing, hiking,
going out in public. Contact your primary care physician or Lane County Public Health for more information about respiratory health and hand.
Handley to be opening this one up. The last time the Emeralds had a bullpen, the Emeralds will be facing off against. But so far, both of these teams have not been out. Who is going to finish up the season on a hotter note? If you notice in Major League Baseball, it's always the... And the last team that will be standing at the top of the mountain in... And as we mentioned, it's always the hotter teams that seem to find their rhythm in the postseason. And it's always...
Expectation for quality mean our customers' materials deliver accurately and on deadline. We are the area's...
...thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Discover extensive life insurance options and more by calling me, Farmers Agent Andrew Corr at...
Appliance. Hit a home run with free shipping and interest-free financing, too. Shop Kelly's Appliances for the win.
See how much you can save.
Call me, State Farm Agent Sherry Schaefers in Eugene today.
Sluggo's Kids Club is back. Presented by Northwest Natural, kids 12 and under get free tickets to 10...
You're listening to Emeralds Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3. The score as the Emeralds get 8th and batting 9th is Damon Dews. So now let's set up. Instead of swinging the bat that time around, gets himself on once again to open up the ballgame with his third straight pitch. Came in at 7:07, just 2 minutes behind Skuns. 47 walks and 82 bunches on the board as time is called here by Country. So that on his count. That game won. RBI double and a two-run bombasso.
This Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm going to...
Count currently evened up to Desaun Brown, 1-1. And Al, it was a slow roller down the third baseline, and the count will remain at 4:32 as he comes up with a slow roller to second. Contrell will easily grab that one and come up with the top.
41-359-5437. Find the nearest location plus information about enlistment bonuses, education.
Total of 11 pitches. Dallas needed 12 as we're here in the top of the second inning. And up with a two balls, two strike count. In the first inning, Grant. The Cordova, 75-82, and the cambio, the changeup is 81-89. By the looks of things, the Emeralds will be going with Brett Stan.
Why is community banking important? As the only bank headquartered in Eugene, all of Summit's banking decisions are made.
Trying to get one out of there with a swing like that, and he's got a full count. Stolen base in the series as well. Yes. Emeralds possibly will be doing some rotating on the...
You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda. All with zero...
Best Med Urgent Care is open daily with several locations in Eugene and Springfield, making it easy to receive care even on the weekend.
Spicy, cheesy, savory topping. There's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi.
Facing off against Chad Dallas. First pitch. This one is bounced over to... That's a total of 22 in the inning. So 11 in the first, but as the left fielder for the Eugene Emeralds. for a called strike two now. Rod Bolinchak, Grant McRae, and he goes down on strikes. 2-8. Here in the high A level as the 2-0, and that one fouls off of Hayden Cantrell. Stints where he was the number three hitter for the Eugene Emeralds. Away as the home plate umpire Matt Blackborough breaking things up here.
Elko's along for the ride. With mobile deposits and transfers at your fingertips.
Every runner in your family can experience the thrills and excitement of race day. Run in the footsteps of legends and run the Eugene Marathon.
A fun out of the park this season. Save some money thanks to Sluggo's Kids Club, presented by Northwest Natural.
X Tubbs.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the...
So one out, and that'll bring up Luis Toribio. Against the righty, Chad Dallas. Strikes. And it's looking like that is his last inning of work. League extra base hit numbers, along with total bases. So one out, runner on first. Alex Naveka with you all, and it is a pleasure to be a part of your Thursday night, wherever you may be. Runner in scoring position in Grant McRae after that one-out, two RBI double. Box and 41 punches. Opposition is hitting a low 227 against Farmfield in. Walk number three for Cantrell. Base for the M's. There at third. Looks like each four of the M's digging into their bullpen as the 1-2 pitch. That one is a low miss for ball two. 6-0 Eugene on 95.3 The Score.
Choice for commercial cleaning services. See all they do at janiking.com. That's J-A-N-I-K-I-N-G.
Morris and Nunez in that order. As Adames, he's got the has been used as the three hitter and has hit the Emeralds pretty well this way inside, nearly hitting Nunez. Going to shy away from the right-handed box and before being released. And the Toronto Blue Jays were able to sign him in the beginning of this year. Stand getting away from Morales. A free base there by Glowanki, rounding second. And the Vancouver starter. That'll bring up the count to throw. So that'll bring it up to a 7 as a 2-2 pitch. And just missing outside. All of your top-ranked prospects on the lineup. Don't have Luciano or don't have Matos in thehealth.com. Alex Naveja with you all, and it is a pleasure to be a part of your...
Hanging with friends, wrapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun.
2021 sales.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown.
Now back to the ballpark with Alex Naveja.
We'll inherit the base runner at second in Damon Dews along with Grant McRae. Already twice, Cantrell comes up and it's been a different arm both times. Continues of work, 5 earned runs, 5 walks, and 17 punches. With one out is the cardinal sin. We'll see you. Two-ball pitch, and that one will... The 1-2. That one misses outside. 2-2.
Elbow signals steal. Touching the cap twice is bunt. Clapping is...
Game, hanging with friends, wrapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do...
That one will miss low and away for ball two. Adam Stanley, 3 innings, only walked 1, and 4 punches. Adames And it'll be a lead-off triple for Miguel Hidalgo. And that is Dracone with a big fan and a miss there. One strike. First time up, was able to get on the E3. A throwing error there by the first base. But Thomas will throw it down over to first. And he goes down on strikes. And another one bites the dust. There, and another one bites the dust. Two gone. One going with another swing and just can't seem to catch up to Adames' fastball. And Adames on the payoff, and the count will stay at two strikes. What exactly is being Adames? Well, he's all going to do while the position players are taking BP under the rollers. Count is 2-2 here with a pair of baked
banana, all made with fresh fruits. Stop by before or after the M's game. Prince Puckler's Ice Cream is located at the corner of 19th.
So the Vancouver. So this is a fourth time. Now an outside ball one. Flew Hardy, 6'2" frame, weighing in the fifth round, 158th overall out of Liberty. The Dunedin with the Blue Jays. He's sent directly here to. Really, a lot of the guys were using Jimmy G, but Jay Glow has got a nice ring. Two strikes on the count here for Max Wright.
Cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans. It's a sip away from perfection.
Get this inning underway, but nonetheless, Dasan Brown, Damiano Parmigiano, two strikes. Emeralds pitching. Essentially have been doing excellent work in keeping Brown there for Vancouver. As the 2-2 pitch, and that one is fouled. So one batter retired, and that'll bring up Damiano Parmigiano. P.K. Morris, 0-2 with a ground. And goes with the breaking ball and gets some abanicando, and another one bites the dust.
Live a local life, and soon you'll be living a good life.
Come to learn more and check in online. Best Med, care that is personal.
Affiliates products not available in every state.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to...
Comes in with an 0, with a 1-0. Ball 94-98. The slide that is 85-89 as the 2-1 pitch. And what a night it's been here for Dews. He is two draftee. Another guy that has been impossible, his counterpart in Flew Hardy, 2-0. And Dupree will foul that one back, and the count is 2-1.
Safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride. Just don't drink and drive.
As the Emeralds will toss in their righty in Matt Olson. But with one, the one bites the dust. Two gone. Especially in that division in the AL West with for Eugene on 95.3. The Score. 4-2 to be exact. The 1-2 pitch in the month of June. Then you look at the month of July. 15 and this one. So the Emeralds still not happy with a 10-0 lead. Would very much like
a pair of JVC speakers. And come see us for the Summer of Sound. Eugene and
Ballpark with Alex Naveja.
Watson inheriting the base runners on first and second. And 2 on the year. 3.46 ERA in 8 games. Holding up on that one high, and the count will go full. And he goes on strikes for a second time tonight. Two out to Damon Dews, who has yet to RBI single, run scored, walk, and guess what? Have yet to score a run as a 3-1 pitch and touching that outer half. And the count will go full.
Hello, everybody. Bob from Jackson's here. Summer means two things. The Eugene Emeralds are back at PK Park.
Cherry Cola, citrus soda, and orange soda. You hear that?
Breweries and unique shops. Enjoy outdoor experience for the family, like fishing, crabbing, hiking, and...
And he's still rather new to the Eugene Emeralds roster, and it's Hunter. Zeros across the board as Garrett Spain comes up with a batazo over to left center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit all the way to the wall. Runner in scoring position here for Glenn. Graduated from Wingate, North Carolina. It's the 1-1 pitch, and that one is bounced in the dirt, and the count will go full. On Thomas to see and make sure that he's okay after taking a foul tip off of his mask with Wingate University. Appeared in 18 games. On first and second here for Anthony Morales. And first pitch, 1-1 pitch. There's a bouncer. Dula's toss is going to go to second. Glowenki's toss is going to go to first. And not in time, but they do. Runners at the corners. 10-0 lead for Eugene. First pitch to Deson Brown, and that one missed. Also had 3 stolen bags to go along. But then the flip to from Thomas to the pitcher Dula as the base runner Garrett Spain was coming in. And he would just come up with an easy tag as the 2-2 pitch to Deson Brown. So with 2 outs, runners on first and second, Damiano Parmigiani is coming up to the dish. Farmer, Fluharty, Brock, and Watson. He's kept the top 4 hitters in the lineup rather quiet. Or to use hand sanitizer when going in and out of public spaces. And remember that wearing a mask. 14th win as a shutout in the year as first pitch to PK Morris. And it is a call. And the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Big pitch for Dula. As the period is, as we will be going with a pitching change here in this one. So we're going to step aside.
Sportsbook for current odds and more information. The Sportsbook at Three Rivers Casino. Winning.
The Janneking Clean Team stays after the last out is made to make sure the stadium is ready for the M's next big game at janneking.com. That's JANIKING.com.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Neve.
Loaded as the 0-1, and that one will miss. And the count will be 1-1. So, 1-0. And that one is fouled. So 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 3 runners left on base at the end of 8, 10, 2.
You can save. Call me, State Farm Agent Sherry Schaefer's in Eugene today.
Does your bathtub or...
Football fans, this is Jessica Hill with the Stellar Home Team at Equinox Real Estate. I'm so honored
to empty out here their southpaw in Nick Zwack as a 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss there by Grant McCray. Go on at 12:50. On 95.3 The Score. Hope you guys can join us on the Wednesday, Thursday off days. More than likely one. The M's just 3 out away from being done with this. They'll bring up Trecconi, Spain, and Santiago.
Great time to come to the coast and visit Sea Lion Caves, America.
On select GE Profile appliance packages. Ensure a winning cooking experience that covers all the bases with Smart to Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex.
This game has gone past the 3-hour mark. Years of age in the box. 6-foot frame, weighing in 175 pounds. Allowed 2 runs in the 8th and 1 here in the 9th. On deck, back to the top of the lineup in DeSong. So Emeralds, with this win, able to take on an operated Instaprint, is conveniently located downtown S6 and Tyler.
For their opportunities to try new things. Go to TimberPointSL.com to learn more today.
Your smile is as Eugene Emeralds. South Eugene off Willamette Street in Building D. Online at Sammy.
Eugene's favorite sports bar since 1969. Find your calling below the sea.
Sponsored by the Oregon Urology Foundation at Oregon.
Season series. Winning this one at a whopping 10-3 final here in this one. Make it into a 5-0 Eugene lead. A pitching change would happen to take out Dallas. By Grant McCray, would have runners on first and second. Walk by Hayden Contrell to have runners at the corners. And on a wild pitch, Damon Deuce, while he was collecting 4 runs with a walk, a single. So what's coming up next for the Eugene Emeralds? Well, they will be back tomorrow, and it's up. Well, that wraps things up for me here from Nat Bailey Stadium. Once again, your Eugene Emeralds winning here for Vancouver. The Emeralds with this win, 78-0.